BSB Extra at 16 to 10. Andrew Bensley and also Andrew Giorgio with you this morning. Well, the news came through them about 8 o'clock last night that Alistair Cook was stepping down as the English cricket test captain. And joining us to discuss it is Lewis Cameron. He's been up through the night for cricket.com.au getting all the stories together. Lewis, thanks for getting up early this morning, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, look, I guess to many it came as a bit of a surprise, but after they finished the way they did in India, to some it's no surprise.
Yeah, I guess that series in India was obviously a really tough one for them, going down 4-0 to India, as you know, might be the case when we're over there shortly. But yeah, that's obviously the toughest challenge in Test cricket.
It should be.
He's kind of called time on it. So yeah.
It should be said, Lewis, that he's been an outstanding captain for them. I mean, they've come here twice and won the Ashes, and he's won around the world as well, obviously, as home.
Yeah, two Ashes series wins in England. And obviously that win in 2012 in India shouldn't be forgotten. I think them and Australia in 2004 are the only two sides to win a Test series in India this century. So that's a pretty remarkable achievement, really. But obviously, it just became a little bit too much for him in the end. But, you know, I think Joe Root is going to be he's obviously one of the best batsmen in the world. He could be, he could be a really good skipper as well.
Now, you say that Alistair was probably drained somewhat by the weight of expectations by being the captain. Joe Root is one of the best batsmen in the world. Is his getting the captaincy, is that going to affect how he plays?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd hope not. And I think he's got a few senior guys there around him. So, look, you really would hope that it doesn't kind of drain him like it obviously kind of has done for Cook. I guess the good thing for Joe Root is it'll have Cook there alongside him, still opening the batting, still playing as a specialist batsman. So to have that kind of senior leadership or, someone who's done it for 59 tests, which I think is an English record, alongside you, will obviously help.
Obviously, they've got a summer to get through for England, but then, of course, they come here in the summer next year for the Ashes. I mean, it'll be crucial for Joe Root, if he indeed is announced captain over the next couple of weeks. It'll be really something he needs to bed down before he gets to Australia.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of the good thing about Cook's timing is, as you said, assuming Root does take over, he's got those four tests against South Africa coming up at home after the Champions Trophy, and then three, including a day-night test against West Indies after that. So he'll have seven tests to kind of bed himself down and get acclimatised to it, I guess, and, be looking to Cook there at first slip for a bit of advice along the way. But I guess having that experience before a massive Ashes series will be pretty important for him.
Is it fairly unusual for what Alistair's done, resign the captaincy but yet remain in the team? Does that happen often with other cricket nations around the world?
Yeah, it seems to happen more with England players. I'm not sure if it's maybe the media over there or whatever it is. It's kind of more of a demanding task. I guess the most recent example for us is Ricky Ponting, and he resigned probably around when Alistair Cook took over and played on with Michael Clarke there as skipper. But if you look back at Australian captains, it doesn't really happen a whole lot. But I think there's no reason why it can't be a good thing. As long as the person stepping down is, mature enough to, step back from the leadership and allow the new captain to really grow into it, there's no reason why it can't be a positive thing.
Well, he's regarded on stats as England's all-time highest test run scorer, 11,057 runs at 46.45 as an average, and that tells us just how impressive he's been with the bat. We'll wait for the next announcement. As I say, everyone's speculating of Joe Root, who will step in as the test captain as England. We should mention that there's been some discussion, Lewis, about Morgan, whether he could do the one day and also the test, but it just seems to be Root's job.
Yeah, I think so. Morgan would have to win his spot back in that test side, which doesn't look like the most likely scenario at the minute. I guess the other one that they've kind of talked about is Ben Stokes. And a lot of people have kind of spoken about him being maybe the bit of a standout leader among the English players, even more so than Root. But I think Root's been kind of groomed for it for a little while, and Cook himself has even kind of referred to Root being his successor, whenever that was going to be, and obviously that's now. So,
yep.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. Hey, Lewis, thanks very much. People can read your stuff on cricket.com.au. We appreciate you getting up. I know you worked late into the night once the story came out. Thanks, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lewis Cameron there from cricket.com.au. And I think these words from Mike Atherton, a former English captain, tells us just what Alistair Cook was going through.
I think it was expected. Those of us who were in India before Christmas and saw Cook at close quarters at the end of a pretty harrowing tour and a harrowing defeat in Chennai, I think we all expected him to stand down. He looked, as many of us have done after 4 years in charge of England, pretty jiggered and tired and beaten down. So, you know, he's had some time off after that. Christmas at home, CB investiture recently, time spent with his newborn second child as well. But I don't think any of us really expected those things to change his mind, that time off to change his mind. He just looked as though he'd had enough, and fair play, done it for 4.5, nearly 5 years.
Mike Atherton there talking on Sky Sports in the UK about the resignation of the Test skipper, Alistair Cook.